Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Chaf, we are up to Sif Beis, the last line on page Kuf and Dalet. We're about to turn on to page 288. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Zeisim v'avonim shenisrasku mi'era Shabbos. So if you have olives and grapes that were crushed from before Shabbos, so mashkin hayotzin mehem mutarim, then the juices that come out of them are mutter. This is coming up what we just said in Sif Aleph, that Zeisim v'anovim, besides it's an Issa d'Oraisa to squeeze it out, it's an Issa d'Rabbanan to mashkim shezavu. So here the Mechaber is giving us an exception. If they were crushed from before Shabbos, and then the juices continue coming out on Shabbos, then it's going to be mutter. V'afilu im lo nisrasku mi'er Shabbos. And even if the grapes or olives were not crushed from before Shabbos, im yesh bagigish she'anovim besocha, if there is in the vat, if there's wine in the vat that the grapes are placed in, afal pi shanovim misbakin b'Shabbos bagigis, even though the grapes, by being in the vat of wine, they're cracking open on Shabbos, mutter l'shtoso b'Shabbos, you can still drink that wine on Shabbos, even though the grapes are giving off some more wine into the other wine. Shekol yayin hayotze mehanovim misbatel b'yayin shebagigis, because all the wine that comes out from the grapes is bottled to the wine that's in the barrel. So to summarize, we have 2 points over here. Number one, Zeisim and Anovim that were crushed before Shabbos. The juices continue to ooze on Shabbos. That juice is mutter. Number two, if you place grapes in a vat of wine, now those grapes on Shabbos are now busting open and giving off some more wine to the wine that's already there, all that wine is going to be mutter. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Sifkatan Yigimel, Shenisrasku Me'er Shabbos, the Zeisim and Anovim were crushed before Shabbos. So the wine is mutter when it comes out on Shabbos. Why? Dekevan shenisrasku yozuv hamashkin me'ilav. Once the olives or grapes were crushed, so then the liquid comes out on its own. Vishuv ein bazech yuvchatas afilim yischa b'yadayim. So once they're crushed, even if you take them in your hands and you squeeze them out, it's no longer going to be an issur d'oraisa. V'lachein lo gozru al mashkin hayotzim, and therefore they did not make a gzeira on the liquids that come out. Since at that point there's no issur d'oraisa to squeeze it, so therefore the liquids that come out are going to be mutter. Note 14, he points out, the afal pi shegozru al mashkim shazavu mutusim v'rimonim. What do you mean? The Mishnah Berurah just said now, since squeezing it wouldn't be an issur d'oraisa, they weren't gozer on the mashkim shezavu. But we just learned it's about when it comes to the tusim v'rimonim, it's never an issur d'oraisa to squeeze those, and yet if it was bought for liquid purposes and the liquid oozed out on Shabbos, it's going to be usser. So we see it is usser, the mashkim shezavu, even when the issur of schit is only the rabbanim. So I was saying over here, since it was crushed already, there's no issur d'oraisa on squeezing it, so the mashkim are mutter. So says note 14, Afal bi shegazru al mashkim shezavu mitusim v'rimonim, afsha sochatam eino over issur min haTorah, even though the one who squeezed it out is not over an issur d'oraisa, kasa b'r'bir alocha le'el, the b'r'bir alocha wrote earlier, shemashe lo gazru al mashkim shezavu b'mokom shaschita issur d'rabbanim, that which they would not go there, and the mashkim that come out on their own in the place where the schita is an issur d'rabbanim, ein ze'el b'mokom shaschita hasura midaraisa kfar nigmura mibod yom. That's only when there was an issur d'oraisa and it was ready done. Because the olives and grapes that were crushed before Shabbos, so therefore the d'oraisa of the crushing of them was already done. Umidoraisa dino shalapri kesochud kfar. Therefore at d'oraisa level, these fruit are considered already squeezed out. Aval b'pri sheklal onischa batusin v'rimonim, which were not squeezed at all. Elo sheschitoso eina asur el midrabonim, gozra al mashkim shezovu menu. So the Be'er Halacha makes the following chiluk. When there are fruit that are an Issur d'oraisa to squeeze out, there is still Issur d'rabbanan to squeeze out, so then there is an Issur on the mashkim shezavu as well d'rabbanan, because they were not yet squeezed. But olives and grapes that are normally an Issur d'oraisa, but they were crushed already, so they're considered squeezed, they're considered done, and therefore in that case, there would be no Issur on the mashkim shezavu. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitres of Kadon Yodal, the top line on page 288. The second point of the Mechaber was, if grapes are put into a vat of wine, and the grapes are busting open on Shabbos, and wine is being added to the wine in the vat, that's all going to be mutter, it's bottled to the wine that's there already. The Afa Gavdel Achar Shabbos Yelo Heter, even though the Mashkim Shezavu after Shabbos is going to be mutter anyway. The kaimelon the davar sheishlo matirin afilu be'elef lebatil, and we hold that a davar sheishlo matirin, something that will be mutter at a later time like this, which will be mutter after Shabbos, even in 1,000 is not batil. So why are we saying that the mashim shezavu of these grapes are going to be batil in the wine that's already there? The wine that's coming out is going to be mutter after Shabbos. So therefore, it should be a davar sheishlo matirin, which afilu be'elef lebatil. Hani mili be'isra shaya nikar tchila ba'ayin. That rule of davar sheishlo matirin is not batal is only when the isser was recognizable by itself in the beginning. The achar kach nisarev, and then it got mixed together. Masha'en kein bazeh, which is not the case over here, kol ma'atu ma'at sheyotze, every little bit that comes out of the grapes, nisarev taketh, it gets mixed together right away, v'nisbatel b'shishem b'yayin ha-heter, and it's batel b'shishem in the wine of heter, shahoya bo mikfar, that was there already, v'ein chal a love shame isser, and there is not chal on that wine coming out is shame isser at all. So he's saying that even though we normally say a davar sheishlo matirin afilu be'elef lebatil, that's when you have the isser be'en, you could see it, and then it gets mixed in, then it's not batil. But over here you can never see it because the grapes are opening up inside the wine. So as the wine is coming out of the grapes, it's mixing immediately in the other wine. Therefore, it's not nikar, and therefore it never has on that wine a shame isser. Ulefiza, according to this, if these grapes would be sitting on their own, and the wine that's oozing out of them is on a slant, and that wine is now dripping into the wine that was there for Shabbos, then all the wine in that vat will be aser, because the iser wine that's going in is davar sheishlo matirin, which is not bottle. Sharing the kodem shenis arev haya ba'ayin v'nikar, because before it mixed together with the other wine, it was recognizable and it was standing on its own. Kasu ha'achronim, the achronim write, demutter lo seis anovin b'shabbos b'soch hayayin. You're allowed the chatchila to place grapes into wine on Shabbos, sheyisbaku v'yotziu yenum, so that they should crack open in the wine and give off more wine. Kemo b'shelig b'sivtes, just like we'll see by snow, even though you can't chop up snow, but you're allowed to put snow into water, just like ice. You can't chop up any ice, but you can put ice into your drink, so that's going to be mutter. V'chein mutter lishos tzimukin v'kiyotzi ben b'mayim laso shtia, and for that reason also, you're allowed to put raisins inside water to make a drink that you want to drink from. If you look at note 15, he points out, Shom Mavur, there it discusses the snow, sha'afa pi sha'asa l'rasik shel b'shabbos, even though it's usher to start chopping up snow on Shabbos, mikom makom mutter losim shelag l'so kos yayin umayim. You're allowed to put ice or snow into a cup of wine or water, v'hu namas meilav, and it melts on its own. Ubetama davar kasam b'shabura shanam b'shabura, there explains, shebekach enu merasik es ha'shel b'yadayim. You're not doing anything b'yadayim, you're just placing the snow in, and the water or the wine that is there is doing the job. So here also you're putting the grapes inside the wine, and the wine is doing the job, and therefore lachatchila you can place it in. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber Siv Gimel. Chartzonim v'zogim shenosan aleihem mayim lasos tamud. You had pits and the peels of grapes, and you placed on them water to make this drink, this temed drink. So mutter limshoch mem v'lishosam, you're allowed to take out the drink and drink it. V'afilu lo nosan mayim, even if you didn't place any water. V'hayayin mismatze v'zov me'elov, and the wine is draining out and oozing out on its own. Mutter l'shtoso, you are allowed to drink the wine that's coming out from the pits and peels. Says the Mishaburis, the Kodim Tezvav, mutter limshoch, you're allowed to draw out and drink that wine. The av sheyotzei tzas yayin mecharzana b'shabbos, even though some of the wine is actually coming out from the pits on Shabbos, it's still mutter. Tekef nisbatel b'hamayim v'kanal. Like we just said, in Sepeis, it's automatically right away dripping into the water and being bottled in the water, and therefore there's no time that it's nikar on its own, so it's mutter. Sivkotin tazayim mutter l'shtoso. On the last point of, even if you don't place water on it, you just have the chatzanim v'zogim, the wine is oozing out of it, it's going to be mutter to drink it. Kevan shekfar nisrasku, since they were already chopped up, v'nidruchu ha'novim v'odyom, and the ha'novim were already trampled from v'odyom, from before Shabbos, and therefore anything comes out on Shabbos is mutter. Kosav ha'chayodim v'chayodim writes, tzimukim, raisins, shechatochem, that you cut them open, v'nosan aleihem mayim, and you placed water on them, uschotem b'shabbos, and you squeezed out those raisins on Shabbos, chayiv l'kul yalma, your chayiv achatas, according to everyone, that's an issa d'araisa. De behulo haya zav hayayin me'ilav, because by raisins, it would not have oozed out the liquid on its own. The eino dome la'anovim shenisrasku, and therefore it's not like grapes that were chopped open. There the wine comes out automatically. By raisins, it's not the case. If you add water, squeeze it out, isa daraisa. Mikom okom im nosan atzimukin vayayin l'soch mishameres. However, if you place the raisins and the wine inside a strainer, osudar, or some kind of scarf, mi'erev Shabbos, from before Shabbos, umistanin v'holot b'Shabbos, and it's draining out and going on Shabbos, afilu hachim mutar l'shtos mi'osu yayin b'Shabbos, you're still allowed to drink from that wine on Shabbos, v'davka shasudar o mishameres magia arayayin shabakli, v'davka if the scarf or the strainer reaches all the way down to the wine that's already in the kli, v'inyon shetekev kishiyotza mina mishameres eino nikar klalu batel, in such a way that immediately when it leaves the mishameres, it's not recognizable, like we've been saying, and it's automatically batel because it right away goes into the wine. Says the Mechaber Vaitas Adalit, Mutter lischot eshkol anovim masol kedera shiyeshba tavshil kedei lasake en ochel. One is allowed to squeeze out a cluster of grapes onto a dish, a pot that has a dish in it, in order to fix up the food. So you're allowed to squeeze out grapes, which is normally an Issur D'oraisa, but if you're squeezing it onto food, it's mutter. Tahavale mashke habola ochel, because this is a liquid that goes into food, uka ochel dami, it's considered like food. Avalim ein but tavshil aser, but if you're doing it into a pot and there's no dish there, it's aser. To squeeze a cluster of grapes onto food is mutter. If there's no food there, squeezing it into a pot, that's going to be aser. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yozayin, kedei lasakin ha'ochel, if you're doing it to fix up the food, it's mutter. Ki hashem b'farek b'zeisim v'anovim eino ki'im kishetzorach l'schitas ha'pri l'mashke. This Isra Mefarek that we've been discussing in this Simen, by olives and grapes, is only in the case where you're squeezing out the food because you want the juice. She'oz choshev prika, that's called prika. She'mefarek ha'mashke min ha'ochel, you're separating out the juice, the liquid, from the salad. Ma'she'enke mazeh, which is not the case over here, ein zeh derech prikaso, this is not the normal way to separate out a liquid from a salad. Da'havei kemafred ochel, me'ochel, rather it's like separating two foods, because the drink that's going into the food gets a din of food, so you're separating this food from that food. Look later on, which the Mishnah will see tomorrow, even though the Mechaber over here is saying it's mutter stam, we do bring Rabbeinu Chananel in Siv Zayin in the Ramah that says it's aser. Achrov ha-poskim cholkim alav. However, most poskim argue on the Rabbeinu Chananel. Ulakach sasam ha-shulchan aruch lahokil misar adin, and therefore the Mechaber over here writes down that it's mutter. Umikom ha-kom ha-machmir tovo la-bracha. However, one who is machmir, not to squeeze out grapes over food, he's machmir for the Rabbeinu Chananel, certainly a bracha will come upon him, kivoshakosu b'chivus ha-rosh, like the Rosh says. Avalim ein bus, if katan yud ches, but if there is no food in that pot and you squeeze out the cluster of grapes over it, that's usr. Vafilu daito lidno achar kach latashel gamkin usr. Even if your intention is to squeeze the cluster of grapes into a pot and then pour it onto food, so the ultimate destination of what's coming out of the grapes is to go onto the food, but you're not doing it directly onto the food. You're doing it first into a pot and then onto the food, that is usr. Deba'inan sheyeschatenu l'toch atashel. We need that you're squeezing it onto the food. Vayim bedrisha shekosav v'chiyuva na. Look in the drisha that writes, not only is this aser, but it's actually a chiyuv chatas, it's actually an issur d'oraisa, it's regular schita, if you're doing it into a pot on its own, even if you're planning on afterwards placing it over food. Let's see one more sif, hey. Yesh mi sha'omer duhu adin leboser. There are those who say the same din is true by boser, which is unripe grapes. Shemutter lesochto letocha ochal, that you're allowed to squeeze that over food. So the first sheet over here says that the same way you're allowed to squeeze grapes over food is 100% mutter, so too, boser, which is unripe grapes, is the same thing. V'rabbeinu tam oser b'boser. However, Rabbeinu tam asers by the unripe grapes. Why? Says the Ramo. Ho'el ve'enu roi l'ochol. Since the grapes are not roi l'achila. Why does that matter? We'll see. It's not ochel mitoch ochel. All of a sudden, the grape is psoles, and what's coming out is the ochel, so now you're getting into borer problems. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sekadon Yotes. To who adin boser? The first sheet that says the same way you can squeeze a cluster of regular grapes onto a dish, you can do the same thing with the unripe grapes. Hey ma novim shalom is bashal kotarkam. Boser is grapes that are not fully ripened. The Ramah explained the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam that says it's aser because boser is not roi l'achila. Hainu, the mishum ze have kibor ochel mitol psoles. So by taking the wine out of the boser, you're taking the wine which is the ochel out of the boser which is psoles. Ki osan b'nei adam ha'ochem oso bat ladaitan esel kol adam. Even though there are some people that eat unripe grapes, it's bat ladaitan. Most people that are normal are not eating unripe grapes, and therefore they're considered psoles. V'imrotze lecho la'alter oso davar shesoche l'socha boser. However, if you want to eat that food that you're squeezing the liquid of the boser onto, you want to eat it right away, so then it's mutter. Kedlel b'simin shin yud tesel in your borer, like we said earlier, gabi borer. The mutter b'ochel mito psoles. That borer is mutter if you're taking out the ochel from the psoles. Imu l'tzarech osa suda, if it's for immediate use for that suda. Doham mishum schita leka kan kevin shabola tocha ochel. Since there's no problem of schita, you're squeezing the boser over food, so schita is taken care of. The problem is borer. The borer, you've been taking out the ochel from the psoles, you're doing it with your hand, and if you're doing it for immediate use, so the rules of borer are all checked off to be matirit, and therefore there's no borer, there's no schita. Kein kasvu ha'ula shabbos v'ataz. So writes the ula shabbos and the taz. However, v'amogin Avraham hisig al zed. Mogin Avraham makes a note on this, and he says, the hodim mutter sham, that's where it's mutter over there, by being borer ochel mitel psoles, Mishum she'ein derech brira b'ochel mitol psoles, because that's not the normal way of doing separating. Therefore, it's mutter. Ma she'ein kein bazeh derech brirasahu. But over here, where you have a grape, the only way to get the liquid out is to squeeze it and take out the ochel from the psoles. That's the normal way. The e'ef she'er b'inyan acher, it's impossible any other way. And therefore, the Magen Avraham says it would in fact be a problem of borer over here. Va'ayim b'el yirabe she'metzadeh l'hokel k'alol shabbos v'ataz. Look in el yirabe that he leans to be lenient, like the olol shabbos and the taz. And look in the Beralocha where we said it's proper to be machmir like the Magen Avraham not to do this. However, if these unripe grapes are not just eaten by people that are not regular, they're bottle, their minds are bottle, but rather they're not so boserdik, they're not so sour, they're not so bad, and you're able to eat them in a pressing situation. So then if that's the case, so then one who's relying on the Olo Shabbos and the Taz, don't protest against them. So though it's a machlokas, and the Beralocha says, be machmir, that's only serious boser that's really basically inedible. But if it's somewhat edible, even if only adiyat chak, so then you can be lenient, like the Olo Shabbos and the Taz who are lenient. Sivkoton chof aleph, the Ramah again explained the Rabbeinu Tam Shita of Hol ve'eno roi lachol, since the boser is not roi lachilo. V'hu adin bishar peiro she'enam roi lachilo, the same thing will be true by other fruit that are not fit for eating. Osir l'sochten l'meimeyam afilo toch ochel, you would not be allowed to squeeze out their juices even into food, because again, even though into food takes care of schita, but does not take care of borer. V'yesh l'hachmir k'svara achrona, one should be machmir like the svara achrona, that is the second sheet of Rabbeinu Tam that says it's usher. We'll stop here and continue with Shem tomorrow with Siv Vav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.